Maybe it means Mexican American. I really don't know.
What about terms for Scandinavian?
Well, like Swedes or Danes or.
Any insulting terms or slang terms?
No, I don't know any.
And for Canadians?
No.
What about for Democrats?
No, I can't think of any right now.
What about for Republicans?
No.
And when you were little, what did you call the guy that about your age that you were closest to?
Best friend.
And what did you call the group of children that you played with regularly?
Maybe a gang.
Okay. And sometimes say a freshman in college might have say they'll be a senior, someone, you know, several years older, will decide to sort of take care of the younger person, you know, and just you know, sort of help them out, be friends with them. What would you call the older person?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear play mom or play daddy?
No.
And do you ever hear of, say, teenagers, a sort of a rough word game that they could play, where one would come up to, say, someone would come up to you and say something, maybe it would rhyme even, but it would be very insulting, somewhat obscene, aimed against your parents, particularly your mother, or how poor your family was, or something like that. Do you ever hear a name for a game like that? And then you would be expected to make a response more insulting too.
No, I don't think I would know that.
What about capping or playing the dozens or ranking? And when a new kid moved in the neighborhood, was there a sort of an initiation that they'd have to go through? Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't think.
And say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
And say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell.
Did you ever say I like to?
Yeah, but
how would you hear that? You like?
In a kind of a joking way again. But I think it's a term that's used pretty often.
How would you say it?
Well, like you said, I like to fallen off that horse, or I like to have slipped.
Okay. And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
a couple of minutes.
Or in
few minutes of.
You're almost ready, so I'll be there in.
I don't know.
Did you ever say just?
Just a minute?
Hmm?
You mean like be there in just a minute?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you could stop and ask somebody how.
Far away.
Okay. And if you're pointing out something nearby, you tell someone, I just look. Do you ever say look at here or look it or?
Look here. Look at here, I guess, maybe.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how regularly I did something, you might ask me how.
How often do you do it?
And say if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one do you want, you might say, well, it doesn't make any difference. I'll take.
Either one.
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man.